Hey, Yael, did you know astronomers have found water on planets in other solar systems?
I knew they'd found extrasolar planets, over 400 as a matter of fact. But how can they possibly tell if a planet has water? The planets are so distant, even with a telescope, they must be too small to see, barely a little point of light.
It's that light that's important. You see, every molecule, including water, absorbs certain wavelengths or colors of light and reflects others.
Like Earth's oceans looking blue from space.
Yes, but other things like methane can appear blue too.
So how can they detect water?
When the planet passes between the star it orbits and our telescopes, starlight passes through the planet's atmosphere. Telescope spectrographs break down the light into individual wavelengths like a prism separates light into a rainbow of color. Only one particular arrangement of wavelengths identifies water molecules.
Isn't it difficult to collect this light?
Yes. When scientists use Earth-based telescopes, the process is difficult because the Earth's atmosphere interferes. The Hubble and Spitzer telescopes are in space and don't have that problem, but they are small telescopes and collect less light. Fortunately, new techniques of calibrating the telescopes have made it possible to find water worlds.
We've found planets with water?
A planet known as HD 189733b, orbiting a star in the constellation Vupecula the Fox, has water in its atmosphere.
So we could visit there someday.
HD is a gas giant like Jupiter that orbits very close to its sun. It's not the sort of planet you'd want to visit. But someday, I'm sure we'll locate an Earth-like planet with water. New discoveries are made every day.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.